This insert is brought to you by Radio K Pulpit 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.
Let's head over to the Netherlands and we connect with Prof. Dion Foster. Dion is a theologian and the university research chair at the Vrije Universiteit in Amsterdam. Good morning, Dion. Trust all is well.
Red.
Hey.
Good morning. Actually, today not in Amsterdam.
Uh-huh.
I am in the Czech Republic.
Oh, yes.
In Třinec.
Did you remember to pack your long johns?
I did. And Brad?
Yeah.
They weren't necessary.
Oh, really?
As I look out the window here, we're staying with some South African friends who are in ministry here. And as I look out the window, the sun is shining.
Oh.
And it's going to go up to about 10 degrees.
That sounds lovely.
Can you imagine?
Sounds good. Oh, man. I was thinking early on as I was seeing the mild temperatures in Cape Town, I thought, is this the end of sort of the summery temperatures? But this is Cape Town, so you never know what's going to get dished up next week. So we'll wait and see. I just want to quickly touch on this photograph that you sent me. You went out and you visited Auschwitz, which I think must be quite an experience. I was mentioning to the listeners that you had, and I remember when I visited Cambodia and I went to Phnom Penh and we had a look at some of the concentration camps that they had there. I mean, something changes inside of you. You look at it and you see what human beings are capable of, and it makes you feel disgusted. And on the other side, you also realize that within the heart of men lies also compassion and love and kindness and all of that. It must have been a day of mixed emotions for you.
Brad, absolutely. So actually, this what I'd like to talk about this week is inspired by that visit. Mm. So where we are visiting our friends here is about an hour or so from Auschwitz, Birkenau. And that's in Poland now. And of course, what our listeners will know is that Auschwitz was a concentration camp, a death camp, where mainly Hungarian Jews were taken for extermination. And it is just, Brad, one of the sort of most heartbreaking places to visit, and was a really important reminder again of both the brokenness of humanity, but also the fact that, you know, even in the midst of that, you know, people were resilient and hopeful. One of the cells there is the cell of Maximilian Kolbe. And I've spoken about him before in one of our conversations. He was a Polish priest who, when his work group was singled out and someone was to be executed, you know, this person said, well, you know, I have a family, I have children, I have a wife. And Kolbe stepped forward and said, you know, instead of executing him, execute me. And, you know, you have these stories of people who just tend to rise above it. And Brad, this is the thing that struck me. So we're in this period of Lent, and part of our Lenten journey has been, you know, trying to join Jesus in that difficult journey to the cross, because we know that the glory of salvation and the liberation that comes, the freedom that comes through the death of Jesus, was a death that was won, a victory that was won through his death on the cross. And I was struck again when we were reflecting after the visit to Auschwitz that Lent isn't about self-improvement. You know, we see these sort of Christian influences. You know, I saw someone posting recently, join us in the 40-day challenge, you know. You know, it's not about self-improvement. Lent is about realignment. It really and truly is about seeking Jesus and finding the Lord whose heart is broken by the world. Now, there were two verses that stuck with me as I was praying for and preparing for today. Psalm 63, verse 1, which says, "You, God, are my God, and I earnestly seek you. My whole being longs for you." Now, just think about that for a moment. I don't know about you, Brad, but that is not often how I think about my relationship with God. You know, sometimes when I'm desperate for something, whether it's healing or or some kind of provision, I become desperate. But just being desperate for God, you know, that's something I think that we need to cultivate. Colossians chapter 3 was the other verse that struck with me. This really sort of lands it concretely. Paul writes to the church in Colossae and says, since you have been raised with Christ, set your minds on things above. And listen to this. He says, put to death, therefore, whatever belongs to your earthly nature.
Sure.
Now, Brad, let me bring it back again to the Auschwitz visit. What struck me there is maybe a year or two ago, I watched this wonderful and very, very moving film called The Zone of Interest, directed by Jonathan Glazer. And it's all about the camp commandant of Auschwitz, a guy called Rudolf Huss. And him and his family lived 100 meters from the main incinerator, the first incinerator in Auschwitz. And he was actually a Christian. He attended every Sunday the Evangelische Kirche, the Lutheran church, just on the edge of the camp. So he would be in worship on Sunday and later that day even would go into the camp and do the most inhumane things to people. And so what strikes me about that is that I think that sometimes we can get into religion without faith. We can think that somehow we are Christian without submitting ourselves to the Lordship of Christ. So, Brad, for me, this Lent again is about saying, what is there in my life that is not of Christ? What is there in me that is of the flesh, that those things that are selfish, that are bitter, that are hateful, that misrecognize others, that cynically empty the faith of its life-giving, transformative, liberative, inclusive love of Christ, and that begin to push others out? And if there is anything like that in me, as I seek Christ with my whole being, as someone who hungers and thirsts for him, as I come to put to death those things, can I become a bit more like Jesus? So that really for me has been the challenge this week.
Wow. Yeah, we've been speaking on the program this week about the power of God, about our shortcomings and about our inability and about how far our soul and our body fall short of where our spirit is at, and for us needing to catch up, for us to acknowledge our weakness and our need for the power of God to flow through us. And we're focusing this morning on Philippians 2. And as we look at what we are capable of as people in moving so far away of what God would have destined for us as individuals, the only real hope I think that we do have is to actively every day put to death those things that belong to our earthly nature and open ourselves wide up to be filled with the power of God and for his strength, not our strength, to come to the fore, so that God, who is effectively at work in us, both to will us and to work for his good pleasure. That's got to be our daily focus, because we all have the propensity to be awful if we're not careful. So I think this feels like this conscious battle that we face every day, and we have to make a choice when we get up. You know, today I'm going to avail myself to be used by God, by his power only, because if I let myself go, who knows what I'm capable of? Maybe not awful things, but just enough to break someone's heart or disappoint somebody or really do our witness damage. So it feels like we need to be a little bit more awake than we are, Dion.
Brad, and you know, again, as I've sort of discovered throughout my life, and I've heard you speak about this many times as well, you know, often it's the sort of dailiness, the little things, the ways in which we treat our spouse, our children, our pets, our neighbors, how we tend to the little things around us, you know, the plants that are in our gardens. True. You know, that kind of attentiveness that just says, I'm here to be a person of character, a person of Christian character, of virtue, that when people meet me, they should say, here is someone who is so full of love. Here is someone who's so full of humility and grace and, you know, like Jesus, a person for others, that I can't help but being changed when they're around. So it's those daily little things, I think, that build up to the great things. And of course, that works in both directions. You know, if we are inherently unkind, inherently selfish, inherently bitter, that begins to cloud some of the bigger things around us. So, yeah, I really have been saying, Lord, you know, I repent and forgive me and help me, and Spirit of Christ, fill me anew, so that the fruit that you have, you know, love and patience and kindness and gentleness and goodness and self-control, these things may flow from my life, and that you may use them, Lord, in whatever way you would.
Yeah, to that prayer we all say amen. That's the voice of Prof. Dion Foster out in the Czech Republic. Otherwise, you'll find him in Amsterdam on his bicycle dodging snowballs. Dion, we love hanging out with you. Thanks for giving us so much of your time every Thursday. Enjoy your time there with fellow South Africans and travel safe.
Thanks, my friend. God bless. Bye then.
This insert was brought to you by Radio K Pulpit, 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.